L is for the way
that's who you think it is. The and Grimace B mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. At participating McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out here with me. I'm wrapping up what is my final day at SEC Media Days. I've been here for 3 days and I've really enjoyed it. It's been a good trip. I think I mentioned this yesterday in the Kirby Smart episode that at some point, probably when I get home and have a chance to reflect on everything, I'll do a pod about the experience of being here. And while it was great to do something that I think career-wise is pretty awesome, that it was really the experience of kind of being back on the road. And I mean, I guess I'm giving you a preview now. I spent a lot of time early in my career traveling. And it's how I got the opportunity to see the country and a little bit of the world, was covering things in different places. And I know that I've walked away from covering this thing liking Dallas more than I thought I was going to. Now, it's different when you don't have to work and you really don't have to deal with a commute. I'm in a hotel that's across the street from where the hotel is that all of this stuff is going down. But I do like being on the road, and I've enjoyed it immensely. And being able to, just by happenstance, like I didn't plan this out, but being able to hang out with some of my best friends in the industry. And honestly, like the three of them have actually become some of my best friends, period. That was the highlight of the trip so far, but I'll do a whole episode on that. And I appreciate the support. I want to give a shout out to the folks over at Stadium. So I've been doing a little bit of stuff with Stadium, which is great because I'm one of the people that kind of launched the network. So it's nice to be back like 10 years later. I guess technically I didn't stop doing stuff there. I just had a show called The Morning Run with Michael Kim that we did for a couple years, and then Stadium kind of moved to New York with, and they were like, do you want to move to New York? And I was like, nope. So then Kimmer did a show with Alexa Datt, and Alexa and I had like a crossover for like a week or 2 weeks, whatever it was, before the show went to New York. And then I still came and did stuff like the Derrick Rose documentary was through Stadium, and they would bring me in occasionally if there was like big Chicago stuff that they wanted to do. So I've been hosting the show, The Rally, which you can watch on the Stadium app. The Stadium app is free, by the way. You don't have to pay nothing. Not Nathan. You can just watch all of the stuff. And they do a really good job. Russ used to be on the show with Brooke Fletcher and Joshua Perry. And I used to watch it all the time. Like, I'd see what was going on with Russ, and when he left, strangely enough, it like opened up a spot. And they were like, hey, do you want to come guest host? Yeah. So occasionally I do stuff over there. And I got to tell you, Brooke Fletcher and Joshua Perry are two top-notch talents. Like, they're both stars. So being able to work with them a little bit is very cool. They are super giving when I come in there, and we get to hang out and talk about all sorts of stuff. And I get to stretch my legs nationally. Talk about LeBron or talk about what's happening in the Stanley Cup Final. Stuff that I don't really get to do at the score, and it can be a tad liberating for me. I think that this vacation, and I'm using air quotes, that I'm on right now is as much about some creative freedom as it is time off. I know, and Dan knows, like what the winning formula for us is at the score. And we do it every day, and I think we do it really well. Honestly, I don't think anyone does it better than we do. But still, we know what that formula is, and it's nice for me to move outside of my comfort zone to challenge myself, and that's one of the things that I wanted to do. And I feel like I've been rewarded with this trip, like this particular trip. Like, it's been really terrific. But I want to, along with thanking Brooke and Joshua, I want to thank their producers, too. Fast Willie Parker, not the Fast Willie Parker. His name just happens to be Willie Parker, so we call him Fast Willie Parker. And Michael Morris, who produced the show. Because I said to them, I said, listen, I'm going to be down at the SEC. Like, I'm paying my own way. I mean, House of L is technically paying for it. That's why you have so much content. But I'm also the CEO of House of L, so I get to decide how the money is used. And I actually think this was a good idea for House of L, to tell you the truth. This was a win for the company that only has one person. Anyway, I said, I'm going to be down there. The score got me credentialed. If they want me, they can have me. But I'm available. Like, after the coaches and players are done talking, I'm available to talk with you guys if you want. And they said, yeah, could you do 2 days? So it's great to get some reps of doing national college football stuff with my friends over at Stadium. It's really been terrific. So I want to thank them for allowing me to come and hang out in a space. And I told the producer today, I'm like, this is a space that I'm not really known for. So I'm glad that they trusted me enough to go and do the job and hopefully come back with stuff that's compelling, like compelling content. And I feel really good about the stuff that I've done here so far. So big thanks to them. There's a couple things that I wanted to talk about that happened today that I think is really interesting. You might not think it's interesting, although I don't know how you could. Check this out. So today was Bama Day. And the first thing that happened, like, as I walked in the door this morning, there was some dude there, like, dressed all the way up. And I got him on video, and he was super nice, and he's a big Alabama fan. And we talked a little bit about it. And you see when you're in, it's at the Omni in Dallas, and you see the autograph seekers and, like, people, like, all over. You're seeing the war paint, man. Everyone's in their colors. You see Tennessee fans and Alabama fans. I don't know if I've, outside of a game at Tennessee, if I've ever seen this many Tennessee fans in one place. They are repping it hard. Oklahoma, because they're so close to Dallas, like, they've been repping it hard. With Bama being in the building today, the Alabama fans were out in force. They had all sorts of stuff for people to sign. Some people just wanted to catch a glimpse of Nick Saban. You know, Jalen Milroe is here, and he's a huge star. Like, people love being around Jalen Milroe, and it comes off. He's handling things really well, by the way. I've been very impressed with him overall, and I hope that he has a lot of success, especially, you know, I'm an Alabama fan, but I just think he's a good kid, and I think he's a good kid with a lot to learn about playing quarterback, and I think that he has embraced that idea that there's a lot to learn for him to play quarterback. Anyway, so this morning, Bama got first crack. Kalen DeBoer had the opportunity to speak with everyone. So this time I did things a little differently. So they have two different sessions. There's the session in the big hall, and that's for like old school traditional media. By the way, I consider myself that, even though my credential says electronic media. Then there's another press conference for electronic media in a smaller room. People get a lot more video because you can get the video up close. Like, let's put it this way. Kalen DeBoer was probably, I don't know, 20 yards from me in the big room. He was 6 feet from me in the electronic media room. So anyone that wanted to get video on their own device, you could easily do it in that room. So he comes in this morning, and in the big room that we were in, there's the assembled media, so, I don't know, 100 tables inside one of those big ballrooms. And then in the back is SEC Network broadcasting live. So Dari Noka is throwing right to the press conferences. But the crazy part about this morning is sitting there on the panel is Nick Saban, who's been there the whole time. Like, he didn't just come in for today. He's been there the whole time. So I'm turning around. I turned around to look because I wanted to see the interaction between Kalen DeBoer and Nick Saban. Now, remember, Kalen DeBoer won Coach of the Year awards last year. He's been coaching for 9 years, and his teams have only lost 12 games. This is a real dude. But almost every question was some form of, what's it like to replace Nick Saban? How's it been dealing with Nick Saban? And I don't know if you know this, but Nick Saban has an office at Bryant-Denny Stadium. So he moved his office. So Kalen DeBoer's got, you know, an office. But Nick Saban has an office at Bryant-Denny Stadium. He's still getting paid, I think, $500,000 by the university, along with doing his work for ESPN and the SEC Network. It's amazing to watch. And seeing this interaction that was going on where DeBoer, he was very much trying to say this is a new day for Alabama, while also being respectful of the fact that Nick Saban had won all the national championships down there and he's sitting in the room. So he saved his comments for Saban. Like, every coach kind of does their own thing, and then they open it up to questions. So he saved his conversation about Saban until the end. And then he was like, you know, we're really grateful and blah, 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 blah. And it was just strange. I felt bad for him because when you replace a legend, it's already rough. When the legend is in the room while you're trying to forge a different path, it's wild. So then I was like, I'm interested. I want to go into the room where Nick Saban isn't and hear how Kalen DeBoer sounds in that room. And he sounded pretty much the same. But he did talk about it. He's like, look, man, like we meaning the coaches, like the Alabama, he now gets to call Alabama we went and met with Coach Saban a couple of times, but we're trying to kind of do our own thing. And it's just rough. The other thing that made it awkward is that Malachi Moore, who's one of the best DBs in the country, was one of the players that Alabama brought with him. He's on the opposite side of the ballroom from Nick Saban, okay? Jalen Milroe is diagonal. Like, he's catty-corner to Malachi Moore, and then Nick Saban is kind of in the middle of those two guys. Now, they're separated by a whole ballroom, but I just want to try and allow you to visualize. Malachi Moore is in one corner of the room. Saban is in one corner of the room. Jalen Milroe's in another corner of the room, okay? I guess when previewing Alabama this morning on SEC Network, Nick Saban talked about how he thought the defensive back room was a little weak because they had a bunch of guys go to the NFL. And so Malachi Moore was like, yeah, I heard him say that, and I guess I have to kind of get used to him as a media member now. But the whole thing was just kind of a strange dynamic. And then, while Saban was on live on SEC Network, Jalen Milroe came up and walked on the stage and gave him a hug. And it was just really, really strange. So I don't envy the position that Kalen DeBoer is, and I wish him a lot of luck. I think he's a really smart guy. I was trying desperately to get the Roma Dunze question in there, but I got to tell you, no one wanted to hear me ask a question about the Bears today. You should have seen it was a feeding frenzy in that room today. So about halfway through the interview inside of the electronic media room, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to fall back. If I get Kalen DeBoer on the radio show or something, cool, but I'm not going to bother him here. So that was wild. But then something else really cool happened when I walked out of the press conference, and I wanted to tell you about it because I got it on tape. And I feel like you would be interested in hearing what this person had to say. So I will tell you about it and share the story next.
I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water and he absolutely loved it. And now when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I walk out of the electronic media room and I'm back in the hallways and there's Radio Row. I like looking at what technology people are using, how they're setting up for Radio Row, like what things that they bring along. And I'm realizing there's some stuff that I probably should have brought with me. And I realized that I should do the radio show from here next year. And I am going to lobby to do the radio show from here next year. And see, well, not technically, I don't know if it's going to be in Dallas again. It might be in Hoover, Alabama, or who knows, Atlanta. I think Atlanta is where it's going to be next year. And we'll do it from there. But I like seeing what's going on, like what other people in radio are doing. For the most part, people have been really nice to me. Actually, I shouldn't say for the most part. Everyone's been really nice to me. The interesting thing is the reaction that I'm mostly getting is, what the fuck are you doing here? Which is, you know, you never know who listens to your show. But there's been a lot of that. What are you doing here? Why is the score here? Well, because I really like SEC football, and the score was like, why don't you go and cover some stuff? So it's just funny, like, seeing that reaction. So I'm in the hallway, and I'm walking back, and I almost literally bumped into Sam Acho. Sam's been working on ESPN. I think he's going to be doing stuff for SEC Network now because, you know, Texas is in the SEC. And Sam and I used to do a radio show together. So I see him, and his first reaction was, what are you doing here? And I'm like, well, I thought I would check it out. I have a master's degree from Alabama, so I've become a fan, like all of this stuff. And so we started talking. And since I had Sam, and I didn't have him for long, but I wanted to talk with him about Caleb and the Bears, because he's a former Bear. He's got interest. It's not very long, but I think that you'll be interested in it. And I wanted to talk to him about Texas joining the SEC. So this is me running into Sam Acho for a couple of minutes at SEC Media Day. First of all, I got to ask you about Texas joining the SEC. How do you feel about that?
I'm excited, Lawrence. I went to Texas, and obviously Texas just beat Alabama. I was in Birmingham for calling a UFL game, and I went to one of the restaurants there, local restaurants, and there was a light switch that had, like, you know, the Alabama Crimson Tide thing. I'm like, man, I'm glad that we beat Alabama. And even when I was,
why are you rubbing it in?
I'm just saying. One more thing. I'm not finished rubbing it. There's a little more rub. I was in an Uber when I landed in Alabama in Birmingham, and I didn't realize I had my, like, a Texas, like, pullover. It's like gray, but it had like a little Longhorn. And the Uber driver looked in the back. He was like, "You went to Texas, huh?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Oh, I'm still mad about that game." I was like, "Yes." So yeah, hook 'em horns.
All right, okay. So since I have you here, since we're both SEC now,
yeah.
but we're also both Chicago.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, what do you think about the Bears, Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze? Seeing Kalen DeBoer talk about Roma Dunze, what do you think of what they have going forward?
Yeah, I think everything is going to hinge on Caleb Williams. And it sounds like very sophomoric, like, duh, it's a quarterback. Well, no, the defense is in place. The last maybe 6 or 8 games, they were one of the top defenses in the entire NFL. Offensively, look at receivers. They're in place, right? Yes, Roma Dunze, first-round pick, top 10 overall. But you got Keenan Allen, right? You got DJ Moore. You got Cole Kmet at tight end. Offensive line's even better now, right? Running game is there. DeAndre Swift, Roschon Johnson, who went to Texas Hook'em Horns. So I think the quarterback is going to be everything. So the quicker that Caleb Williams can get a grasp of NFL defenses and how they're going to try and shift their coverage, and also the speed of the game, because he's not going to be able to hang out all day like he did in some of the games, just look around in the pocket for 10, 12 seconds. The sooner you can get a grasp on that, the quicker the success will be for Tech.
How hard is that when he saw, I think, three-man fronts 20% of the time at USC, and he's not going to see a ton of that in the NFL?
Yeah, I don't know how difficult it'll be per se, because it's about how quick does he process, right? I know he's an elite competitor. I was with him in a couple weeks ago at an NFLPA event, or a couple months ago at an NFLPA event. He's an elite competitor, wants to win in everything he does. Like, there's no doubt about that.
It was good to catch up with Sam. He was there with Allstate because he and Allstate, ever since he won the award for, like, one of the best defensive players in the country when he was at Texas, he is having a good time down there. Everyone wants a piece of him because, you know, he's Sam. He's fun, and he is super good to talk to and knows his stuff. But it was just wild to run into him and talk to him about all sorts of stuff. But I'm glad I did, man. I'm glad that I did all of this. I'm really happy, and that is almost never the case when I did the vacation in Montreal. Like, I'm super happy about being in Montreal, but as working vacations go, because that's what this is, at least these first 3 days. When I get back to Chicago, the next few days are going to be spent on my couch eating donuts and probably walking around the city and stuff. But yeah, this was really perfect. And I didn't know that I kind of needed to do it too. I mean, I guess somewhere in the back of my mind, I was like, you better go do something that stretches your creativity. But I did it, and I'm really glad that I did. And I hope that you've enjoyed the content. There'll be more content because I'm sure that there's stuff that I left out, and there's stuff that my brain will get sparked doing something else, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I should talk about that thing that I saw when I was down in Dallas. But I really appreciate people listening to the podcast. And I know that for some of you, this is a bit of a departure from what it is that I ordinarily do, because you're used to listening to me talk about the Bears, or the Bulls, or the White Sox, or the Cubs, and occasionally the Blackhawks. I ran into Jay Zawoski this weekend. We should do some Blackhawks stuff with him at some point because he's great. But I just wanted to say thank you for being receptive to these types of episodes too. And it gives me an opportunity to say, oh yeah, I could go do some other stuff for House of L and people will still rock with it. And that is top notch. So big thanks to everyone involved. Big thanks to Ryan Porth, who I told him that I had this vision. And I said, I just want to go down there and see what it's like. I don't know if anything will come out of it. And I feel like I've come out of this with a lot, including making at least people at the SEC, when they see my name cross their desk for a credential, they'll be like, oh, that guy. You know, I feel like I did a good job of asking Kirby Smart an interesting question in a press conference. I think that the coach at Vanderbilt, Clark Lee, is someone that we should get on the radio show because he's really interesting. And I got to see this weird dynamic between Kalen DeBoer and Nick Saban, on top of other stuff. But big thanks to Ryan Porth for saying, yes, go. Just go. And to Mitch Rosen for saying, go. I think that they understand, like, these times when I feel like I need to do something creative. Like, I remember years and years ago, I said to Mitch when I was doing the nighttime show, my God, this must be 2009 or 2010. I was like, we were still carrying Northern Illinois football. And I said, can I just go to DeKalb? I'll just do the nighttime show from DeKalb and I'll stay for the football game. He was like, okay. But it's that level of freedom that I think allows all of us to get better. And I needed it because I wanted to live outside the formula for a little while, and this really helped. So lots of gratitude all the way around. I mean, I don't mean to sound like a guru or anything, but practicing gratitude is good. You never know whose day you're going to make. I had an incredible breakfast taco, and I told the lady, I was like, how big is this breakfast taco? She's like, it's pretty big. I was like, I'm probably going to want two. And it was super good, and I got two. And then I posted it on my Instagram. Shout out to Mas Tacos in Dallas. If you're downtown, you should go there and have a breakfast taco because they serve it all damn day. Thanks to Southwest, one of our sponsors at the Score. They didn't pay for my flight, but I fly Southwest. So I like to represent. I'm in the A group. Going home. I'm very excited about all of that. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.